The group, called American Values First, is comprised of state lawmakers from across the U.S. and civil rights advocates. Civil rights icon Reverend Joseph Lowery told the crowd almost 50 years after the March on Washington, he feels like he's still fighting the same battle.
Somewhere in the 1980s, I wrote a speech called Everything Has Changed and Nothing Has Changed. And I was looking the other day, I was trying to find it because I'm going to preach it again.
Afterwards, Lowery said there hasn't been enough progress.
We didn't have one or two congressmen. Now we got the president, and everything has changed. Yet these 30-some states that want to turn back the clock, nothing's changed. So that's the paradox.
The group says voter ID laws restrict voting rights for certain groups, such as senior citizens, minorities, and students. Students played a big role in the civil rights movement. That's partly why Morehouse student Spanky Edwards said he felt compelled to get involved.
It is basically up to us to organize, to work side by side with these other organizations, because ultimately they affect us directly. Like I said, we live in this city. We live in this state. So this is just as much as our problem as it is yours.
American Values First has yet to spell out a game plan, but says their goal is to make voting more accessible. Georgia Democratic leader Stacey Abrams is also a member of the group.
We want to see that in Ohio and North Carolina and Texas and Georgia and Florida, that citizens have access to the ballot. We should not be making voting harder. We should be making it easier. Technology has advanced. Why haven't our voting rights laws?
The group hopes to gain national attention and make some progress before the 2014 election season. Martha Dalton, WABE News.